people who have engaged with Ion have heard talk about parallel worlds and portaling through portals and gates. Mm-hmm. And this has been a theme, and it's inspired people to look into that possibility, and they get excited, and they want to know how to portal, and in their private readings, they ask details about it with Ion. So portaling has become one of the main means associated with the Ion phenomenon. But an interesting thing happened last week when Cold Fusion was explaining on our Melting Titanium last Tuesday about how to create cold fusion. One of the remarks at the end of the session was that once cold fusion became a widely used environment, all the portals would be opened, which is a very interesting point. And if all the portals are opened, and it means that maybe the portals were created like the veil as we shut down or limited ourselves, you know, whenever that happened. And with the release and slack that cold fusion produces, it releases the energies, including those partitions known as portals. Now, they're probably part of nature, but they get more subtle. So I thought last night about this situation so that we can relax about even whether we can portal or not, because they're going to be opened anyways. So, Ion, can you critique what I'm saying or support it?
Yeah, what are you waiting for? Everybody's sitting on the levee waiting on the Robert E. Lee. Well, it's already here. It's not coming. It's here. It is. It's not to be. It is.
You mean the cold fusion?
Well, of course. We wouldn't announce it live on the Melting Titanium show if it wasn't about. You human creators, you're so much fun. You figure out every detail of every dynamic that ever is, ever has been, ever will be, and still find yourself all day, every day, digging up ruins in the sands of Egypt. It's the most hysterical thing that we could ever consider from our perspective, because our perspective is limitless. As you're coming into these, you're just portraying it as this is brand spanking new. Well, Lord suffering cats, it's been around forever. All this that you just begun with.
What are you talking about? What's been all? You mean the
portals? Oh, yeah. Traveling, parallel worlds, 3, 2, 1, coming into your power, recognizing this change in the world, recognizing that energy doesn't have to have a cost, limiting nothing in energy flow, slack, as you call it, which is just delicious. And what's the only thing new is that actually human creators are engaging it as a very common thing. You could have just as easily announced that we're going to have very soon a worldwide web. And people will be able to communicate vis-a-vis electronic mail. Oh, it's going to be wonderful. Oh, I can't wait to get the World Wide Web. You already got it. It's already here. But the interesting, fun part of this dynamic is that you're now embracing it and engaging it and allowing it to be a possibility that is within your gaze. That's the part that's exciting. Is that you're embracing this. Oh, you mean I'm not stuck in this world? Right. Oh, you mean there are other worlds? Right. They always have been, but you just have noticed it, and that's okay.
You are indeed ripping this world wide open. Yes, you absolutely are. And it's very marvelous, and it's very delicious. And you human creators are coming into place quickly, quickly, repete, quickly. Repeat after me. As you come into your place of power, you are absolutely indeed opening up crevices. It's spewing out.
You guys were talking about world travelers and the CERN. Is there a way that we could learn to teleport objects here from different parallel worlds?
Sure. Sure, sure, sure. Yes, Carolyn does it all the time.
How do you do that?
Because you can track things back all the time, all day, every day.
Say, for example, just like a bar of gold.
Yes.
An ounce of gold or something like that.
No, 1,000 ounce. If you're doing 100 ounce or 1,000 ounce, do the big bar. If you're going to do it, do the big bar.
Okay, let's do a big bar of gold. How would I get it from a parallel world to here?
Okay. Well, first of all, you got to get the registration number. And we suggest that you get the bar of gold from Johnson Matthey, which is the largest gold refiner in many worlds, but specifically this one. Then you need to get a registration on that bar, because otherwise it'll be counterfeit. So then you'll be all crossed up. So then you go through, first of all, you got to go to a parallel world, okay, and then pick the bar with that number on it, and then put it in your pocket or arrange for FedEx to deliver it or whatever you want to do. Fly there, pick it up, bring it back. It's okay, whatever you want to do. But just make sure you don't offend your rules and regulations. And then come back to this world where you are and either be home when FedEx is supposed to deliver it, be home when FedEx drops the package by, and make sure you require a signature and sign it, and then what you going to do with it?
Okay, well, I was just saying as an example, but okay. Well, I read some of the Wingmaker material, and they had a scientist was being interviewed in this what the material I was reading, and they have he and other scientists have the capability of just manifesting as thin air, like say a stack of money, within just moments, minutes.
Right. Yes, J.W.
And then they can't go away.
And then what?
What's that?
He made it
come and then he made it go away.
Wait a minute. Whoa. Stop. Wait. Easy. Oh, no. You can't uncreate. You may make it go somewhere else, but you don't make it go away.
So you caught them up. They're lying. They don't know what they're
talking
about. Go away. Go somewhere else.
Well, but that's not what they say. They make it disappear and disappear. Well, then, no. That's just matriculating creation.
Okay, well, I said it wrong, because actually what I recall, and it was a while back when I read this material, but the $50,000 appeared in a pile on a table in front of them. And then, because the reporter just gave that as an example and was testing him, so he did it. And he says, well, can I keep it? He says, oh, well, no, then how would you explain the $50,000 and so forth and so on, So he said, you can have $10,000, and then the other 40 went back to wherever he brought it from. And she kept the $10,000.
Cool. So did that happen, Ion?
Well, sure.
That was reported. Now, you said JW does this a lot.
Sure, no big deal. He drags back teapots and little trinkets and little gobbledygook stuff. It's just everywhere. He likes it.
Go anywhere yourself to get that. You just have to...
Where? Everywhere.
Non-physical is everywhere.
Know that. Just know that we're everywhere and then start showing up or see that showing up or knowing it's going to show up.
What's the difference?
I don't know.
Well, when you do, you will.
Okay.
Well, now we've beat you about a bit, so now let's soften this up. You can be, do, or have anything you'd like to be, do, or have, period. End of story. So, if that means that you can drag source to you and have abundance, then abundance can do nothing but find you, period. And you can go to other worlds, but you can't be happy in this world, so you can't be happy in that world, and you're going to drag yourself with you most everywhere you go. So if you could find a way to be happy right here, right now, and you want money to flow freely and easily to you, you'll know that because money will start flowing freely and easily to you. And then it is. And then you're happy with that process, and you don't really care, and you don't really know how it all happens and how it all lays out. Did Gaga wake up one day and said, I'm going to have a little YouTube that's going to be snuck out in Germany before the concert that I'm not sure how it's going to go, and became an overnight worldwide whirlwind success.
Well,
now you have the bathhouse of Gaga.
Did she do that? Prepare it? Or?
He certainly did.
Rehearsed it in the parallel world?
She rehearsed it in this world.
And just by thinking it and saying it, it happened.
And it's happening and unfolding perfectly. And now she sings to monsters.
Right, so joy was her fastest path to what is.
If it is, was her bad romance.
Right, so you're saying you can go to other worlds if you activate your joy, I mean consciously go to other worlds, joy to give the fastest path. If you're happy and joyful where you are, that's the fastest path to what is, and what is all these other worlds.
Yeah, because you go to the beach, you just don't care which beach you go to, Bob.
I do pick the same beach every day pretty well.
Do you?
Oh, okay, so it's not always the same beach. It looks the same.
Well, that's right, but you don't know and you don't care. Only when you get there, the waves are different than they are.
Oh, that's right. So when the waves didn't rise, I'm in another beach than the one where they do rise.
We didn't say that. You're powerful. The winds and the waves obey your will. So it doesn't make any difference to you. So there you go. Is it this world? Is it that world? Is it live? Is it Memorex? I don't know. Can you understand the words? Can you feel the water? Does it feel the sand get in your butt? Yes. Well, then it's good as any, isn't it?
Right. So because I'm operating with joy, I get access to...
You don't care.
No, I don't care what is.
And have no question and just enjoy the is that is.
I want to know how we make sure we come back after instead of before we left.
All you have to do is follow the symbols. Follow the symbols, and you'll never get caught in the dilemma of untimely exit or return.
And those are the symbols you have acquired in your journey.
Yeah, and it can be all kinds of things. There's no limitation. There's no limitation, but whatever it is that works for you, go with that.
So like a number that I see often, I would come back to that number?
Yeah. Can be a facade on a building. Can be a painting, can be a color, can be a smell, can be all kinds of contorted little shapes or little things and, you know, crosses, onks, swirly lines, dodecahedrons, pick something. You know, it can be...
Is it just one symbol for everyone?
Oh, no.
Or is there
many of them
that you follow back?
It's your symbol.
Kind of like with Gretel and what's their name? What's his name? Hansel and Gretel did.
Yeah, but see, the problem is that there's something behind them eating up the breadcrumbs. But they would have recognized the breadcrumbs, and then they wouldn't have got tangled up with the witch to put them in their oven.
Right.
Okay? So that's not the problem. The problem is whatever it is when you're going, these things are innately within the individual humans. They avoid them, meaning they won't give any regard to it. But some people can smell oatmeal raisin cookies, and it just takes them somewhere else. Well, when you're somewhere else and you smell oatmeal raisin cookies, that's the path back.
So you just follow that. That's kind of like your clue. It's like, that's how I'm going to go back to where I was.
Right. Exactly. And it's not hard. Don't make it hard. Now, some people get hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of symbols, and they catalog them, and many times it's the anomalies. The anomalies are what are the wake-up for you. They go, wait a minute, this is too weird deja vu. You know, I bought these bananas, and they're in the bowl, and they're not getting ripe. And then I bought more bananas, and they're already rotten. But these first bananas, no, it must be the other bananas first. That can't be. Well, but then you buy more bananas and it happens again. You see, you can have these type of anomalies that show up. See, you can buy some bread and it won't mold. And it's other breads you buy and it'll mold in a day or two. It becomes stale. Those are the anomalies that you get into.
You were talking about seeing the 111, the 222, and the 333 in the digital space. And you were mentioning that is what it shows that you have traveled to another world and you came back.
It came.
Oh, it can be. It can have other meanings also then.
Well, see, that's a rule. That's the team and boy, the girl, you go. She can run this pony. This is good. If it's not a rule, then not necessarily. But if you enjoy it and embrace it, then yeah, no problem. It's no problem.
Yeah, that was the pattern that I thought applied to me. It was my rule. I keep seeing 22 because that's a sign to me that I'd come back.
Correct. And that's okay. That's okay, but that's not the... And then they had a different dichotomy about the individual worlds.
that they thought the worlds had numbers. So
yeah.
Could Bob only go to world 22 and back? No.
Yeah.
It's just his thing. With Tina, with Sheila, it could be paints or colors or shapes. With Chad, it's all about individual symbols that stack up. They set up his Victrola, or it'll actually be the jukebox, of which 45, which world he's going to. Because, see, what you find, there's no limitations to this process. And since there's no limitations to this process, then you can have a jukebox full of worlds that you go to, and you learn quickly how to dial up which songs you want to listen to. And if it's Wanda Jackson with a little rockabilly, that's all right. Or if it's a little, Gaga, you can just dial up what you want. Well, the same way that you can with your boob tube pick a tune, you can with your symbology, if that's what you want to use. It's different from other people. Some people it's smell. Some people it's geography. That's geography. Some people do it from different things, and it's just where they are and what works well for them, and we ain't pushing against the first one of them. But in that place, then you'll start having your repertoire of worlds that you've engaged and enjoy. And there might be a world you prefer over another world, and when that's the case, you damn sure want to remember which one that was. Okay?
And what symbol was connected to it.
Exactly. And you don't need the symbol to go. You just require the symbol to get back.
Okay.
Going ain't the trouble. Going ain't the trouble. It's
like
getting back.
Okay.
It's getting back.
Yeah, Edgar Allan Poe couldn't get back.
I've seen two ways that I believe of my jumping, and that's a few symbols that illuminate. Such as like the lightning bolt.
Yep.
That has been with me for years, and
yep.
I have a lot of connected memories to that one.
Good.
Okay, Guru, let's ask, is that an indication when he sees that he's come back from a parallel world?
No, that's an example for him to get back to the work to this world from when he goes there.
Okay, yeah, I'm thinking that I get back, and then I notice, or I think I notice the number.
He's
using it to get. I'm like on the. Am I using the 22 to get back?
No. That's just letting you know you've gone somewhere.
Right, where he used a symbol to get back.
That's correct, and that's a symbol that's been with him for a long time. That he uses to recognize, and that symbol, when he sees it, it always shows up shinier than other objects. So once they start to be a symbol, they'll continually shine and show up more brightly than any other symbol or thing. You could be in a pitch black room, and a lightning bolt will be on something, and it'll be brighter than anything else.
So when he sees it, he's on the way back.
No, Bob. He uses that to get back.
That's what I mean. He's on the way back.
No, Bob. You're the only one.
Okay, quiet. Yeah. Well, where is he when he notices it? Has he arrived back here?
Neither.
Where is he?
And wherever he is, in this plane. Just the symbols don't mean you have to go, Bob. That's just if you go, those are the important symbols that remind you that's how you get back to here.
Yeah, and what experience has he had when he sees that?
No experience.
You haven't even begun, Guru.
No, well, we didn't say that. We didn't
say that.
Guru. He's not cross-linked with the 22 thing that doesn't know where he is now. At least he knows where he is now, Bob. That's a way good place to start. If you know where you are, to know where you come from. So that's a good place.
We'll see.
Okay. One of the lightning bolts is a symbol for you, Guru. Okay, there's some others. What are they?
I think the 111. I see
yes.
The 4-1. I seen the 3-3. I've seen these every day.
Yeah.
Like the past 2 weeks after you answered a question on the radio, and I was like, now, do you have, I remember you mentioned, you see that if you come back, like, after that point, then you can remember what you did?
Yes, but if you come back before you left, your mind has a rule that says that hadn't taken place yet. So then you can't allow yourself to remember it.
See, you that mean was the, then to coming back after.
Okay, you also use your symbols. You also use your symbols to line that up for you. And from in a place of intention, if you're going to go traveling, no problem. Some people kind of do it a little bit to get their feet wet, but they ain't nobody hurt. It's okay. You can do it a few times just to make sure you're not going to offend the labyrinth of your mind, because you will not allow yourself to usurp your rules, however vaguely entrenched. Okay? Now, once that comes into play, then you can notice, sync it up. So you go and you notice when, before you leave, the proximity of where your time is. Okay, if it's evening or dark or morning or afternoon, just basically kind of notice where you are in your day. So if that's the case, then you can sync that up to come back just a little bit after that. For example, if you got to pick the kids up or something, and you go to another world, you want to be back in time to pick them up. But you don't want to come back before you left, because then you won't recall where you went. But it's not a problem, because you can go, spend a week, come back, and still be right on time to pick up the babies. No problem. And you'll know that from your place, not from that world you're in, but from your place or position that you were in when you left.
The position here when you left here to go somewhere else.
Yes. But now it gets even more fun with that. Because of this duality in this position, you can bump into having several of you. So you can be getting busy somewhere in another world having great fun and have the other one of you pick up the babies.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Hell yeah.
Yeah. So you can be in New York and at your house and in Maui all at the same time.
Yeah, so you're completing what we not talked about the 3JWs last week. Now we're getting a little more about it. So it's relevant. But I still don't get why. What does he use as symbols? What'd you say?
That's because Guru ushered the very best to the best.
Right, but why? What is Guru? When do the symbols come in handy for him?
When he's trying to come back, Bob.
And he's in the other world when he sees them.
No, he's in this world when he sees them.
So he's come back when he sees them.
Bob. The symbols don't mean, just because you have a key in your hand doesn't mean you have to lock or unlock the door. This is just the key. It's just your place of noticing. He can then, because those symbols keep showing up to him, anytime he goes through a portal, because they're all open now, then he can easily use those same symbols to come back. But you're the one that had the 22 that says, because I see 22, I'm going or coming or coming or going or going or coming. No one else on the planet has said that. You said that. That's okay for you. But because it works for you doesn't mean that it absolutely works for everybody else. Because if that's the case, every time Sheila stretched a new canvas and squirted out some of her funky color paint, every time she saw that paint, that would be saying she'd been in another world and coming back. No, 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 no. But that particular combination that she mixes up, if she gets in another world and decides she wants to come back to this world, oh wait, she's not really in this world now. She would be in her old world or get back. If she wants to go back to the world she was in before, okay, she can mix up that paint, see that paint, and that'll remind her, and then she can go back of thinking up where she's going to. So
Okay, look, I brought this point up. I didn't say it applied to anybody else. I wanted to show how subtle the traveling is. Guru, what do you say he means? What did you get from this? What are the symbols?
Well, the symbols are like markers. So, like, when I'm... The thing is that now that I've been talking and listening and I did the reading with Ion, I'm recognizing that I'm traveling through the portals faster and quicker than more than I've ever done.
Yeah.
Yes. And so now those are they're just markers of, like, you know,
Markers of what? That you've been somewhere?
Direction. Direction. How to get around.
Yeah.
How to get there.
Yeah, like
Bob, you use direction to get you to the ice cream shop. Okay? Now, those aren't parallel worlds. That's just how you get there.
Oh, so those are directions. Okay.
Okay. Well, then he's using the symbols, the markers, as he said, perfect words, to navigate the worlds. He's using his signposts or directions when he does go to other worlds to be able to get back to here.
Yeah, since I don't know where I am or what I'm doing, I just
right.
use it to find out that I did it.
You got to have a 22 show up to say that you were even out of sync of where you were.
Yes.
That's right. But he doesn't do it that way. Neither one are right or wrong, good or bad. It's just a bit wow. subtle, as you pointed out, Bob, is a subtle deterrent from what you know as reality that can be enjoyed in here's first time ever, that can be enjoyed in multi-realms at the same time within the context of multi-worlds.
Right.
Now, boy, chew on that in a little bit.
I thought 911 was taken out of this world.
Well, but where did they do with the rubble?
Tina, it caved in because of parallel world massaging it, but the material was still here once it collapsed. But it's collapsed in a nice folded pattern.
The special iron had to go back to China.
And is that iron from another world? Of course.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the big construction company who made that, the Twin Towers.
Which you can't find. They don't exist. There ain't no construction
company. Well, they exist. You can find them, but there's no material on them. Very slight. For a major construction company, there's no details in Wikipedia on them. But the thing
they haven't been around. They are. They're not. They went out of business. They're in business. They're not business. It's one of those anomalies. So you can't get it on your lucky box. It didn't count.
We're getting into areas in which she explains why Obama bowed to the Chinese leader.
They don't do that, by the way, you know.
Yeah, the president never bows anybody. And the Chinese did not want him bowing, but he was so confused and nervous and screwed up and worried, he bowed. But he shouldn't have done it, pissed the Chinese off. Or Nyan.
Yeah.
So you got this Chinese factor, it's really interesting. Tina, go ahead, Tina.
I want to know that the element that created the steel beams for the Twin Towers, that raw resource was brought in from another world to China
yes.
to get those steel beams.
Well, no, it wasn't brought. No, it wasn't brought to China. It was brought to Manhattan to construct the World Trade Centers, the World Trade Towers, and the other building as well. Now, when it demolished, that was what was left, and that quickly, in post, immediately, was skirted back to China from whence they used, that's where the technology was, they said, arrived from. But the beam showed up from another world.
But why did it go back to China?
They owned it.
Did they own the building?
No, they owned that
okay,
technology.
Okay, did they own the steel that came from Parallel World? Did they know?
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
So they were involved with, yeah. with the construction company.
That's how it got there.
The evidence of a odd steel that wasn't really steel from here.
Well, correct. It's a self-collapsing steel.
But why was that steel from a parallel world used to build the Twin Towers?
Because I don't know where we're going to go when the volcano blows. About the anomaly of what that building was being built for.
It was there as a threat. You guys don't follow what should be happening, we'll pull the building up. Something like that?
Well, the bonds that were going to collapse it all that were making it so valuable that it made more money than it is had to be eradicated, and they were.
Yeah, you said the bonds that would make the building more valuable or the economy?
No, that would make that made money more. You had more in bonds than you had money. Well, how can that be? How do you have more than is?
And that was
well, that was the anomaly that they had to correct.
And that was not in the Cantor Fitzgerald offices. It was in the Morgan Stanley and some of the offices
That's
in the same
correct.
Building.
That's correct.
Yeah, so everybody's talking about the Cantor Fitzgerald guys who died, and yet the bond thing came out of Morgan Stanley and thrown all over
and
the street.
And nobody was at work in the Morgan Stanley side. They were all at the beach.
They knew better.
What are the Chinese doing with the steel from the rubble?
They are dissecting it and using it in their new microprocessors.
The reason, on one level, why everybody went to China in the 90s, because they had this breakthrough computer technology.
Was this giving them quantum computing, Ion?
It is.
With quantum computing, all security issues in terms of the complex password combinations and so on are all transparent.
They're null.
Null and void.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's null and void? All the present stuff? Are you saying the present stuff is null and void, right?
Yeah. Well, all of the security built into passwords and bank accounts and...
Yeah, it's all obsolete. And remember a year ago, we heard about the Chinese hacking the Treasury Department, Federal Reserve or something. So
Kuala Lumpur.
Kuala Lumpur, maybe.
Slowly I turn. Step by step. All right. The dynamic that comes from this nanotechnology, the nanotechnology allows the extreme computations to consider all anomalies that present themselves rather than limited binary representations of technology and how the REM is activated for complete every single possibility every single time without fail or exception.
They're going to be calculating interdimensional patterns of activity going on between parallel worlds with quantum computing.
Absolutely. And they're going to track the gates and the portals. They already know about them, and they're working on them. Not the government, the people. Not the government.
And Ion, cold fusion happening, we're going to open the portals, and then how will that affect their calculating about it?
Makes it much easier to track when you can see them with your lying eyes.
Yeah, but they're working from the position where they can't see them, and they're trying to figure out, you know, formulas.
They're gauging every single anomaly. Well, how many anomalies are there? There are millions and millions and billions of anomalies. Well, if you have a computer system with a nano substrata that can calculate every anomaly, it pinpoints all those activated gates.
Well, we open them with the cold fusion, then their computers will have to go faster to monitor the stuff, right?
Yeah, because okay. The energy flow is, you can't even calculate it. It's the equivalent of about 68 to 70 joules consistently, and that's unheard of.
Okay,
a big lightning strike would be 10 joules.
This kind of goes back to that earlier hour, and maybe Bob can help us out on this because he mentioned this. We were talking about the shadow in the portal, if I recall.
Yeah, Angela was talking about the shadows, and we determined she meant the rift, which is like the corridor between worlds.
Well, but then this particular inference is about two capsules. They're in a capsule. Now, first of all, the better question is how do these human creators find themselves in a capsule? Okay, that's the better story. But they are, and then they're noticing that this special portal activation process gives them great access within this big room, the banquet hall of this castle where they are, that different doors go to different parallel worlds. Okay, now what she's seeing is another castle across the path, and she was asking could she walk there or could they go from the castle they're in to that identical castle that she has the ability to see. And the difference was that she was noticing the shadow off the castle that was in the parallel world. And, of course, we cleaned that up immediately because the shadow would be what you know as the rift. The rift, that break in the continuum, because that is, has nothing to do with time, but it is a rift. Now, we then, of course, cleaned that up immediately that you didn't have to go on the path to go to the other castle. That you could adjust that castle experience from the one with the shadow to the one that you're in now, and when you engaged it from that digression, but that's the wrong word, from this dichotomy of changing where you are geographically from one castle to the other without having to walk on the path,
you would validate that because the light in the castle you're in, if you changed castles by going through a different door, that same rift or shadow would be opposing in the secondary castle. Meaning, if it's the morning time, the sun still rises in the east, okay? And you change to another castle, you'd look and the sun may be in the west, based on where you see the shadow of this rift. So the shift, you will notice it as an anomaly. You will notice it as an anomaly. And that's as easy as waking up. Not very difficult. Now, I didn't say getting up. Getting up's difficult, but waking up's not a big deal. So it's as easy as waking up.
Ion, it's Carolyn. How would that dynamic differ from looking for the shiny places?
None at all. We were just cleaning up Ed's position of asking about the shadow or the rift that was being presented as a little bit of a new topic. But see, what she was noticing, the shadow, she wasn't seeing. It was a shadow or a rift, but the actuality that you're bringing up, which is perfect, was that castle was more illuminated than the one that they were in, so much so that it basically caused a shadow.
Okay.
So, spot on, that's perfect. But see, they weren't talking about the light switch, they were talking about the dark switch.
And why did the shadow seem to take their attention?
Yes, because Angela was able to see it, and the only differential she could pose from the one she was in to the one she was looking at was that it had this rift or shadow casting off of it. So that's what was her high sign, that it was an anomaly. Okay? And in that anomaly, then that got her attention that was another castle, just like the one they were in, but yet apparently from another world, or it wouldn't be casting this odd shadow opposite the one that she was actually already in.
Very good.
Did that help or hurt?
No, it's good.
Did that help it, Ed, or did it make you want to go blow your brains out?
Absolutely not. It's a great help. And in this particular case, was this shadow in this case, was it a corridor? Did they walk along through the shadow to get to the other castle?
They certainly could, but we cleaned that up because, see, that would require action. And we're not big on action. We think it all should be done in a thought process. So we made it easy. Now, ours included or precluded an action as well, but if ours was easy because it was just walk through a door from the great hall, and you could be in that other castle without having to find your way on this path, you see. It's as easy as opening and shutting a door, and you're there. And then you could look out from where your new there is and look back across and see the other castle where you were.
So, could you tell me if I've had a similar experience, but I don't remember it?
Well, many do, yes. You were in Seattle, Washington one time that you had that very deja vu-y experience.
Oh. It's true, I was in Seattle, Washington.
Yeah, and it was hot.
What event in Seattle was this? Was it the airport, or was I visiting someone?
Yes, but it started when you landed. And then it kind of was just odd all the way through. With the gate changes and all that other craziness coming back, it seemed to be more protracted coming back than it did going.
Now, I remember one time when I was in Seattle, there was one of these delays, and actually
right.
I couldn't get out because of the weather.
Right.
And
right.
We had the bus down to Portland.
Right.
Was
that's
that
right.
The particular
that's
time?
That's the one. That's the one.
Now, what about on Maui when I... Excuse me?
You, couldn't get there from now.
Yes.
Good.
And you know, that happened one time on Maui, too, was that?
Yeah, yes, yes. But now, Dr. Dean, can, she's the queen of that airport. I think she's the key holder of those portals and gates.
Yeah, I almost miss traveling now. I used to travel a lot and have such fun in airports and everything. And now I don't travel hardly at all, and I miss it. I miss the portaling. It just seems to come. I think I was telling Sheila this the other day. It seems to come so much easier when you're traveling in airports or through the sky in airplanes.
Yeah, it makes it simple. It takes the heat off. It takes the pressure off of having to do an action when you can just go with it. You know, it's no problem. But many of the folks that we've had engagement with that are in that industry, they actually take it as pretty normal. They've done it so much that it's actually pretty normal for them. Okay, what else? Did Bob push the button? No, apparently not.
I'm here.
Are we going to the beach tonight, Bob?
I think so. Ed, are you there? No, maybe we lost him. Because you came on, Carol.
No, it was not. Leave Max Money alone.
Okay, so I do a slash and call in again. All right?
Yeah.
Isn't it time to...
Yeah, we gotta say goodbye. We'll see.
So I did knock it out.
Yeah.
There are 8 participants in this conference.
Might have to log off and then come back.
Hello.
Then it brings into the same dichotomy when you're talking with airport reality. You can go and come instantaneously. There's no way. You can slip out and slip right back in and not miss a beat. Hello?
Just like that.
Isn't that right
just
on
like
time,
that.
Everyone?
Yeah.
Just
wow.
Like that.
We were gone for a nice solid, what, 3-4 minutes?
Well, we got it on tape. What I understand, we got on tape, so you can hear it.
Okay.
You missed.
Were you there? Were you with us, Bob? We didn't hear you.
Yeah, no, we were, I was talking, I guess... Yeah, about 3-4 minutes ago, you weren't talking, but I thought you were listening to Ed, and then I unfinished, and we was dead silent, so we waited for someone to speak. We said, hey, Ed, you there? No. Then we realized you weren't there, and we had gone away someplace.
Yeah, Connie gave you all the secrets. She gave you all the secrets to the Maui airport. It's great fun.
Yeah, it's
so
like,
I started to say, Bob, aren't we going to the beach? And I think that's when it cut off because I'm ready for the beach.
Well, is it? Did we slip into a trip body parallel?
Yes.
So there's trip portaling here?
Well, that's what Ed wanted proof of, so we thought we at least we could do is have the treasure.
We did it right there.
Well, I didn't get this. I didn't go along this time because my phone disconnected. During all of this, I just came back in.
Right. Well, that's normal for Tina, though. She does that more than not. So
well, and I just
but
usually Eva gets disconnected out of the call, and now
right.
You all, I don't know.
Me and Ed was on the same side.
Yeah, and who else? Sheila was. Is that who was with
Guru and Sheila? I think
that was funny.
Nice train. It's great.